Welcome to KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City Chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. I'm your host, Roy Harriman.
Our guest today is Justin Goldsboro, a digital strategist at Fleshman Hillard in Kansas City, and he is the speaker at our luncheon on Thursday, October 18th at Brio on the Plaza, where he will be speaking on the topic of seven myths of social media. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Roy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Justin, there are a lot of things on your resume that I'm sure will be intriguing to our audience, but I think the one that really stood out to me is that you won a karaoke contest in Chicago with your rendition of Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, so a friend of mine from high school and I, when we get back together, when we were home from college, we kind of formed and choreographed, if you will, and anyone who's done professional choreography would say it was not choreographed. but we decided we used to go to this to a bar that did karaoke here in Kansas City, and we thought we sounded pretty good. Although I've heard it on videotape, and it doesn't sound quite as good as I thought it did live. But anyway, so I was then back in school in Chicago with a friend in grad school, and we were hanging out one night after class at a place called John Barleycorn's, and just while we were sitting there eating dinner and having a drink, they came on and announced that they were doing a karaoke contest that night. And I said, hey, I started telling her the stories about back home and Living on a Prayer, and she said, oh, I've got to see this. And I said, I'll do it if you do it, right? So I don't remember what she sang, but I made her get up there and embarrass herself as well. But I got up there and got picked to be a finalist. And I think there were five finalists, and the top three actually won some money. Then I actually got third place. So I'm not sure if it was only my friend voting or what the case was. But, I'm a big Bon Jovi fan, so I list that as a claim to fame.
Great. And do you think you can open our lunch on the 18th with that?
I think I can, but here's the deal. If you'd like people to stay for the rest of the event, then it might not be a good idea. Maybe we should do it at the end or something.
Maybe we'll pass then. Well, many in our audience will know of Justin, but for those who don't, he's a former president of the Kansas City chapter of IABC, and he has had a pretty impressive career already here in Kansas City. Of course, he is now at Fleshman Hillard, but previously made significant contributions at Sprint and before that in the communications office at Applebee's. And Justin, let's just jump right in and explore our topic. Let me get your opinion on where you think that we should be in terms of social media in our respective professions. A few years ago, many of us were flailing around. Social media was new, and we were somewhat confused as how to use it in organizations. Well, a lot of time has passed now, and my first question for you is, can we really say that social media is new, and do we really have any excuses to be operating under myths about social media or with misinformation?
Yeah, Roy, I think it's a good question. It's definitely not new. What I think happens as far as where the myths come in is sort of how organizations use it. I still hear too many organizations that are kind of like siloing it off. They've got their social media specialists and they do social media and that's kind of all they do. And, they sit over in the corner, and they probably don't really sit in the corner, but, they sit over here and they kind of do their thing, and then the rest of the organization kind of does, what they've always done. And for me, social media is a tactic. It's a way to, have a chance to connect with customers, hear from customers and other stakeholders. I always say, what your customers say about your brand. Your brand is what your customers say it is. So it's a chance to tap into that and influence that. You can't do that if you're operating social media as a kind of in its own little realm in a silo. So for me, that's the first issue that comes up with the myths, where it's, in the past, it was people just were afraid to do it. Because I don't quite know about it, I don't feel comfortable with it. People are doing it now, but have you really integrated it into your overall strategy about how to connect with customers? Or is it just like social media is this outlier thing that lives, separately from everything else? I think that's one of the questions that's got to be asked. And then I think the second part of it is making sure that your organization isn't just paying lip service to social media is another piece of advice that I'd really put out there. And it's one thing to have a Facebook page because, gee, I need a Facebook page and I need a Twitter account. It's another thing to be using those platforms strategically along with other marketing and communications tools, you know, to achieve overall goals and objectives.
So it sounds like what you're saying is nearly all of us are engaged in social media, but we may need to step it up or understand, you know, why we're doing it and what our overall goal is.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And sometimes I tell people to take, you know, one of my long-time sayings has been take the idea of social media offline and think about, you know, how you might interact in an offline setting with customers and what they might find valuable. And try to, you know, bring that into the way you approach it in the online space. You know, this is not a traditional marketing tool, right? This is not a, hey, we got another avenue or another channel to blast our message out there. And I think a lot of times people start off and they hear that and they say that and they'll tell you that in face-to-face conversation. But if you really go look at what they're doing for a number of different reasons, oftentimes I really think it's because they haven't adjusted their workload to find the time.
Let me ask you, I've been able to look at this list of seven myths that you're going to be sharing about. How did you develop this? I wasn't sure if it was through experience working with clients, what you've observed other people doing. You know, what crystallized this list of seven myths of social media in your mind?
Yeah, I think it comes from a combination of client experiences and then one of the things that I really do a lot, and I haven't had as much time to do recently since I have a 3-month-old son, but one of the things I do try to do a lot is read blogs, you know, and interact with people who have similar jobs to what we do in the online space or at offline events. You know, offline is just as important in some ways, and hear, you know, about their experiences and kind of what they're seeing. But I think, you know, back to a point I was making earlier, it's one thing to say, okay, what is social media? Then it's another thing to say, okay, we need to figure out how to work this into, you know, our overall approach and to be strategic about it. Then it's another thing to actually change the way or ask people to change the way they do their jobs inside an organization so that they can actually devote the time and attention they need to. So for me, that's where these issues come from, or these myths come from, is working with companies or reading about companies that they want to do the right thing. They want to figure out how social fits into the mix for them, but they're not quite sure how to adjust the way they do their job to make it fit.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is someone will go to a seminar on how to use social media. They'll hold out a company that uses it really well and claim we want to be that company, but we'll just absorb all of that into our existing workload, and
right.
Obviously that's not going to work.
That's exactly right. You said it a lot better, more concisely than I did, and that's the exact point. Is one of the biggest things that social media has done for companies, even though you might not think about it this way. I had a friend, Lisa Qualls, who, if you haven't connected with her in the Kansas City community, she's obviously a good follow on Twitter, but she said this the other day, and I think it's completely accurate, that one of the things social does is uncover a lot of issues within an organization that affect our ability to, you know, operate in a flexible manner or to change the way we do our jobs for, you know, a better purpose.
Well, you've given us a hint at what one of the myths are. Why don't you just pick out one other one, give us a sneak preview of what you're going to say about it and why it's relevant to us.
Sure. One of my favorite ones lately is, and it's actually been a favorite for a while, is I get the value of social media, but I just don't have time. And this really does kind of go with the theme of what we've been talking about. But there is a trend out there, and it probably has a lot of different names, but I like to call it real-time marketing. To me, real-time marketing is saying that I don't just, if I want to share my story with customers or with the public, I don't just have to do that through paid, earned, or owned media in the sense of where we think about campaigns, right? Or we think about long-term, maybe pitching a media story. I can actually do that in real time by listening and engaging through social and influence and starting a conversation about my brand or influencing that conversation. And if we really take a look back at where trust is formed and where perception is formed, about a specific brand or a specific organization, all the research points to the fact that the most trusted place where that's formed is through word of mouth. Organizations have to be looking for ways to influence those real-time conversations. And to say you don't have time is, again, it's a larger cultural issue. But to me, it's really missing the point and the power of what engaging in those conversations can do.
So it sounds like not only should you you bring yourself, but bring your boss, bring your vice presidents, let them in on the idea of restructuring priorities to be able to make the most of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times, I mean, one of the things that you can look at in an organization, Roy, to your point, is the leadership there. And, corporations have a lot of similarities, even though most of them are very different, in that, change comes from the top. Usually, and so does pretty much the way we do our jobs does to an extent. Culture definitely it starts at the top. So if there's a way to get leadership on board, whether it's social media or any change you're trying to make in the workplace, that's definitely going to help you if you've got that ownership buy-in.
Well, thank you, Justin. This is great information, and you've just unpacked only one of these myths. Partially, so I know people are going to really find value in the rest of the presentation and even in learning more about this particular point. So thank you for joining us today, and I want to encourage everybody to join us on Thursday, October 18th at Brio on the Plaza. They can register on our website. And Justin, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Great, Roy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And one more plug for the presentation. You'll get to see pictures of both my new three-month-old son I mentioned and also our two Irish setters if you show up. So that's more than reason to make an appearance.
Those are more than you. And I should mention that Justin blogs, is it weekly?
Yeah, I try to do a couple of times a week at justincaseyouwerewondering.com. And that's literally just like it sounds, Justin, my name, and then caseyouwerewondering.com. And 1 to 2 posts a week is where I'm at right now. But yeah, please make a chance to come out and give a comment if you have a chance.
Right. You'll learn more about Justin there and just see some of the value he's going to share. Hey, thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Roy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for KCIABC today. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes as well as our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to receive automatic updates on both. Learn more about us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.